voters will find an income tax issue and a Water Street debt retirement millage issue on the ballot. The income tax would tax working income at a rate of 1% for city residents and 0.5% for folks who work in Ypsilanti but live someplace else. Ypsilanti Mayor Paul Schreiber says the majority of the tax burden would fall on those who don't live in Ypsilanti.
A little over half of the revenue would come from people that work in the city but don't live in the city. People that work in the city do depend upon police, fire, and a lot of the services that we fund out of the general fund.
Mayor Schreiber says the median Water Street debt retirement millage amount works out to 5.4 mils, but City Council has voted to pay half of that out of reserves. Schreiber says the city has cut its budget to the point where it'll be impossible to provide the services residents expect without more revenue.
Due to the property value decrease and the state revenue sharing decrease, we're getting less money from the state. We're getting less money from property taxes. Our expenses are staying the same. We've cut we cut the recreation department in 2004. After the income tax was defeated in 2007, we eliminated 14 vacant positions. Six of those were in the police department. We've had another three or four reductions in staff since then. And we're at the point now where we can't keep doing what we're doing. We can't keep having festivals and be able to provide police protection for festivals and be able to respond in a time, in a fashion which people expect us to, unless we get more revenue.
Peter Fletcher is the spokesperson for Stop City Income Tax and Vote No on Water Street Millage, the group opposed to the ballot issues. He doesn't buy the idea that the city can't find anywhere else to trim fat.
I have occupied four different constitutional offices of the state of Michigan. I've been involved in a number of governmental enterprises, all on a pro bono basis. I have yet to find any unit of government that does not have fluff and excess in it. And I have volunteered. I'll be happy to go over the budget, whether it's the city, township, county, state, federal, any of them, and show you, point out to you, where these excesses are.
Fletcher describes the ballot issues facing Ypsilanti voters as similar to putting a bottle of alcohol in front of a drunk.
The City Council of Ypsilanti has demonstrated that it does not have the appropriate background, information, data to handle the money we already pay them in our taxes. And I would rather see a much better use of the current revenues, demonstrate that you know what you're doing with these, then come to us with a much more sensible proposal.
Mayor Paul Schreiber says the city relies on four main sources of income.
One is property taxes, which we've had reduced property values, which has reduced property revenues, property tax revenues, state shared revenue from the state, which has been cut, fees for services, which we cannot make money on. The best we can do is break even. And then the final one is a city income tax. So in order to get more money to replace the revenue we've lost from property tax loss and from revenue from the state loss, we are asking voters for a city income tax and the millage.
Mayor Schreiber acknowledges that higher taxes are a detriment.
But City Council believes that not raising taxes and cutting further would be even more of a detriment. We've got a city that's really on the rebound. We are really turning into a college town. And I think it would be attractive to families and businesses if they knew what the tax structure was coming in, but they also knew that the city was going to be stable. We have a five-year plan that stabilizes our budget, that stabilizes our police force, our fire force, and also our services that we provide.
Opposition spokesperson Peter Fletcher says the income tax and Water Street debt retirement issues were rushed to the ballot. He says there should have been more time to examine such important issues.
The people who are opposed to this, who are advocating the no vote, aren't saying that there aren't some legitimate points that are being raised, but they're being raised in such a slipshod manner. So what we would like to have happen is that these will be defeated on May the 8th, and then we can spend the next 10, 12 months, whatever it takes, to analyze the city's genuine revenue needs, how best to address those, and then come up with a ballot proposal or proposals, depending on what's needed, that will then accomplish this goal in a much more sensible and logical manner.
Fletcher says another issue that needs to be addressed is the city's subsidizing of Eastern Michigan University when all state taxpayers, he says, should be footing that bill. Fletcher says it's also time to get serious about regionalization.
Because of the ego that we encounter, or egos that we encounter in some of our elected officials, it never has really been seriously addressed and brought forward as a specific proposal so that the city and township can act upon it. And we need that as well.
Fletcher hopes voters will decide to reject both of the issues that appear on the ballot in Ypsilanti.
I know that some are considering, well, maybe I'll vote for one and vote against the other or something like that. This does not happen to be a sensible compromise. You have to say no to both of the issues because it's really a package deal. You can't segment out or balkanize the financial issues confronting the city.
Mayor Paul Schreiber realizes that Ypsilanti voters rejected a city income tax by a 2-to-1 margin back in 2007, but he's hopeful things will be different this time.
I have been going door-to-door talking to people, and a lot of people are saying, well, you know, I voted no last time, but I really see the need for it now, and I'm really thinking about voting yes. But it's so people are thinking about it. I think it's the whole atmosphere is different now because people see that other cities are having issues. And we here in Ypsilanti, we're looking forward. We have a 5-year plan that stabilizes our budget.
Mayor Schreiber says he knows voting for higher taxes isn't easy. He says it's not easy for elected officials to ask voters to pay more in taxes. But he says he doesn't see any other viable alternative to pay for the maintenance of city services. Bob Eccles, WEMU News.